Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to hear your DNA discovery. We feel like there's enough of you out there right now who've done the DNA thing, either through Ancestry or
the 23andMe.
I don't know the other companies.
Okay.
Like, you know, we have our conspiracy dude down the hall who makes the songs for us and does all. He won't do it because he doesn't want to be on the grid.
He spits on the grid. You don't want that. His DNA.
Dude, he and I, when he used to be on the air on another radio station, did a blood drive for Bonfies, now Vitalant.
That's true. Nice.
They drew blood from both of us while we were live on the air. Uh-huh. You're on the grid, brah.
He's on the blood grid.
You're on the damn grid. Your DNA is in the system.
Right.
You're not.
Because that's why I don't know. I don't really care about my.
You don't?
I don't really care what happened with my family in the 18th century.
You know what fascinates me about that?
I'll give you that.
You seem like you care what happened to everybody else's family in the 18th century. Right.
I'm really a huge history buff, especially around that time period. But with my,
what if you find out you're related to somebody?
Well, then what do I go hit him up for money?
I'm just saying, like, what if you find out, like, basically what we want to talk to you guys about. Is if you'd done the 23andMe.
Is it a bombshell thing?
Did you find out you had a secret sister? Did you find out you're related? Somebody said they're related to Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, but like.
James Pilant. Fork DNA test from 23andMe, MyHeritage. Oh, we have them all. Ancestry and Family Tree. According to him, the test confirmed his family is related to Abraham Lincoln. I mean, wouldn't...
Which is cool, but then...
But then it would send you on this little journey where you're like, I need to learn more about Taft. Because I'm related to him, and or whatever, whoever you're related to. I mean, I don't know.
I know.
It seems like you would care.
You would think I would. It's just like, okay, I find out I'm 900 removed relation with Abraham Lincoln. So if I introduce to somebody, is that what I bring up? By the way,
babe,
perhaps you've heard.
I don't know. You know this. You've heard of the Emancipation Proclamation, right?
I was kind of wrapped up.
That's part of that DNA.
Yes.
Yeah. John Wilkes Booth, that thing he screamed, was the last thing my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-cousin heard.
That type of thing.
Is there any chance, this is a terrible thing to say, and I know your parents have passed.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that either one of them were a tramp and you have a secret sibling?
Now we're talking. Now that would be...
Because here's why we wanted to...
Would you want to know that, though? Would you know that your mom was or your dad was a tramp?
I think I'd be okay with it. I just... The thing that I'm fascinated with, because we personally know people who have, more than one person we know has done a DNA test, found out they have a sibling, and then they get together, and God, if this is you, we definitely want to talk to you, but then you get together and then you're like family.
Okay, that's the part I struggle with. Wasn't there a story that the sperm guy, the doctor, the donor guy?
Yes, the sperm donor doctor dude, a fertility doctor in Indiana was supposed to be using... whatever sperm they picked out, he is confirmed as of now to be the father of at least 48 different children.
That guy. And the 48 children, they all know about each other? They know this story?
They've all bonded.
Yeah, they're all excited. I got a new family. I got a new family. No, you don't, really.
First off, this guy needs to be put in jail.
Yes.
Because it's fraud. Like, he was telling women, oh, you wanted this athletic dude from Cincinnati? You've got his swimmers. No, they were his. He's 80 years old now. He said he used his own swimmers in at least 50 unwitting women in the 70s and 80s.
So if I found out that I was one of the kids of this guy,
yes,
I'm not going to be all excited to celebrate. And I must meet my 47 new siblings.
I'd maybe want to meet him, but I don't know if I'd be tight.
They're strangers.
The only thing you have in common is...
Is this douchebag?
Yes, it is. It's like, yeah.
It's just, to me, it sounds like they're just lonely people. They're desperate for contact.
But I mean, the people we know who've discovered they have a sibling, they're not desperate, lonely people. They're like, hey, it's kind of cool. And they go meet them. And then when you meet them, you go, wow, you look, I see the similarities. And it's like, do you like tomatoes? He loves tomatoes. Oh my God. And you find out there's some part of your life that's been predetermined by your DNA and some part that's determined by your environment.
I see that. And that would be interesting for a while. But then after that, it's a whole new group of people that just going to hit me up for money, or I got to help them move, or something stupid.
Don't need a kidney. I'm with you in that. I think it would get old.
I'd be like, yeah, I don't want to buy you a present. I don't care when your birthday
is.
I know. All these people are thrust upon me now.
So if you've got a good DNA story, a DNA discovery, we want to talk to you because we want to try to make Steve feel better about this DNA stuff. I think you'd like it. Let me say this. I just read another story and I don't have it in front of me, but it was somebody who said they got a DNA test. They did the 23andMe or whatever and discovered that they weren't related to their sisters. And it was like, there was no other, they didn't show who they were related to. Okay. So it was like,
but they know who they're not related.
They know, oh my God, either our mom, like something, but you would at least be partially related if your mom was a tramp or whatever. So I love that I just keep saying tramp, like it's an okay thing, but like, so she wasn't related at all. Then at the same time, somebody else born on the exact same day in the exact same hospital was submitting their DNA to 23andMe. 23andMe said, you're not related to your parents, but you do have a sister out there and blah, blah, blah. Because this, she was an only child in that relationship. And this other person who found out they weren't related to their family had a sister. So she gets the nerve, contacts her sister and goes, DNA says that we're related. And they're like, oh my God, we just found out our sister's not related. Long story longer, the parents had passed, but they were able to determine some nurse or somebody switched them in the hospital, and the two families had been raising the wrong children for decades, years. I mean, I think these kids were born in the 40s or 50s.
So now that they definitively know their history,
they're acting like sisters. They've accepted the new one into the fold. And you don't kick the old one out because she doesn't have your same DNA. She's already really your sister, but this one shows up and she looks just like you.
And now we're the best of friends of all. This is just
weird.
You are
such a cynic.
It's just weird.
Do you think there's anybody listening that's had, I mean, since we know two different people who it's happened to.
I think there's a lot of lies that goes on. And I think DNA is the greatest thing of.
So do you think there are men and women out there going, I hope I don't ever see a 23andMe kit show up at my house because the truth will come out.
That, and I think there's a ton of men that are thinking that they're raising their own child, their children.
And they're not.
And it's not. That's why I think this thing, this service should be in the delivery room.
Yes, just DNA testing
that
right there.
That way all lies get kicked to the curb and we all start our lives on truths.
Ooh.
Nobody. That's the only good thing I can think about this DNA.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got a couple other stories we want to tell you, but we want to hear your stories. If you've used any of these services, it's not a plug for the service.
Right.
But did you find out you have some disease possibly and you went and got cured or what?
That's
what
crazy.
Did you find out when you got your DNA test done? Sarah?
Yay.
Did you find something out with DNA?
I did. Just at the end of last year, I connected with a half-brother, it turns out. I've never met my father, and it was his child, and he was a police officer, so he did it just out of curiosity. And 23andMe said that we connected as me being his grandmother. Obviously, they corrected that. So now I've connected with two of my siblings, and they don't want to tell their father. So, well, my father, too. And so they know about me, and we're building a relationship, but my father doesn't know.
Okay, and here's another aspect of all this DNA stuff. There's a bunch of lies going on,
yes.
and it outs all these lies.
Yes.
And it's all that dirty underbelly of all that.
So the father knows he was unfaithful, but they're protecting him from what he already knows?
Right.
Yes, and it's because they're protecting their mother, because my mother was the mistress. So he's with the same woman and had three kids with her. And this is now, you know, almost 40 years later, so.
But if you found out you have like a half, they're not like a whole, so they're only
Shut up, Steve!
What? So why do you have to, you don't love them completely. I mean,
you don't love anything completely.
You can just love them half, right?
Sarah, it's lovely, and I'm glad you guys are starting a relationship. That you're making me want to find half-brothers now. Mike!
Hey.
What's your DNA discovery?
Well, my sister got really curious. So she thought she'd do the ancestry thing, and come to find out my dead brother, he's got a couple of kids out there.
That he,
so now she's in communicate with them. I mean,
so you have nieces and nephews you didn't know about.
Did he know about them?
If they had two legs and they bent over, he'd poke them.
So he probably didn't know that.
Two kids.
Yeah. So are you accepting them into your family?
That was shocking to us. We didn't know.
Yeah.
But so far, there's two of them. So my sister's in communication with them. And she's saying, well, what do I do now? I mean, like, he's dead. What do I...
Just pretend that the...
No, start buying him Christmas presents for all the years you missed.
Yeah, you know, you know.
You owe him something, man.
Nobody owes anything.
For their dead father, you owe him something, Mike. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. Dude.
I see.
You realize that this technology is only a few years old, and that, like, if we did this exact same thing... 2 years from now, we've still got
100,000.
Everybody's gonna be calling,
people.
Going, "Oh my God, I'm related to you, Slacker. Your dad's a tramp, Jessica."
Yay!
By the way, my dad's not a tramp. Just throwing that out there. What's your DNA discovery?
Yeah, so I actually just found out on Friday who my biological father is. I'm 32 years old. I'm adopted, so I know who my mom is, but I never knew who my dad was. And so I did the ancestry DNA, and within less than a week, someone reached out and said, "Hey, we have a super close match. You're adopted, I see." And we talked. She said, "Oh, well, I think I know who your father is." And so she reached out to that person. It wasn't him. And I said, "No worries. There's someone that's a little bit higher of a match than you are. I'll reach out to them. This is their last name." And she said, "Do me a favor, don't reach out yet." Well, kind of long story short, it turns out it was her nephew, and he had absolutely no idea I existed.
So he had just slept with somebody, and they just had a kid and never told him.
Correct. And I was put up for adoption when I was a baby, and so he had no idea. And my dad, who adopted me, has kept in contact with my biological mom just in case I ever wondered, so that he had kind of someone close that he could ask questions to.
Steve doesn't want to be involved in the drama, so are you tight with your biological dad now?
Well, I literally just got the results on Friday that he was my dad. He actually, when I reached out to him, he was very, very excited. Of course, he actually felt horrible because he had no idea I existed. He immediately got an ancestry DNA kit and sent it in, and he had actually flown out that weekend to tell his two daughters about me. In the morning, he was going to tell them he got the results confirming that he was my dad. And so I've been talking to my half-sister all weekend.
She's got a whole new family, Steve!
He's excited to know that he has to pay back child support for 35 years.
She's not going after him for anything. Why are you... We're getting one for you.
No, we're not.
And we're gonna. If you're even remotely related to Steve, I'll give out his home address.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.